You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Good morning and welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. You're listening to Brian and it's the 23rd of September 2019.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Blockbuster Friday, investors' wealth rose by nearly 7 lakh crore on the BSE. As many as 40 stocks on the BSE rose by more than 10% in the BSE 500 index. Sensex and Nifty posted their biggest single-day gains in 10 years. Nifty Bank and Midcap Index posted their biggest ever one-day gains. Tax rate cut announcements led to a gain of 1,921 points for the Sensex to reclaim 38,000. The Nifty rose 569 points and is back above 11,200 levels. The Midcap Index closed with gains of 904 points and the Nifty Bank gained 2,224 points. Another big announcement was the rollback of enhanced surcharge announced in budget on capital gains arising on sale of any securities, including derivatives in the hands of foreign portfolio investors and on sale of equity share in a company. Companies which are paying more than 30% tax include names like Zee Entertainment, HDFC Bank, Tata Steel, Bajaj Finance, Britannia Industries, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Hindalco Industries, Axis Bank, ITC, GAIL India and JSW Steel. Dalal Street would also react to the GST Council meeting. The GST Council meeting, which concluded on Friday, decided to lower GST rates on hotel tariff and outdoor catering, giving a boost to the hospitality sector. The GST Council accepted the recommendation of the Fitment Committee for not lowering the tax on the auto sector. The GST Council did not take up rate cut proposal for the auto sector and biscuits. On the hotel tariffs front, daily room tariff beyond Rs 7,500 per day will attract GST at the rate of 18% as against the existing 28%. The Indian rupee on Friday rose by 40 paise to settle at 70.94 to the US dollar after forex market sentiment was buoyed by the government's decision to slash corporate taxes. Foreign investors have pulled out a net sum of Rs 4,193 crore from the Indian capital markets in September so far. But the trend is expected to reverse on the back of fiscal relief measures announced by the government, experts said. Big news, what to buy? The Indian markets witnessed their biggest movement in 10 years following Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's mini-budget, which many Dalal Street analysts dubbed as a Diwali gift to corporates and investors. The reform amounts to tax savings of Rs 1.45 trillion or 21% of the total corporate tax base for FY2019 or US $20 billion, said a Share Khan report, which is a significant quantum of cash in the hands of the Indian corporate that could considerably boost sentiments and also encourage the start of an industrial capital investment cycle. According to Share Khan, our top preferred picks that will also gain from the tax cuts are Axis Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Bajaj Finance, L&T, Jubilant Foodworks, Mahanagar Gas, Bata India, Kalpataru Power and Polycab India. ICICI Direct Research. Cement companies which currently have higher tax rates would benefit significantly from the reduction in the corporate tax cuts. ACC and Ultratech are expected to benefit the most. Nifty forms a long white day candle on the daily charts. The index has broken a 25-day consolidation to close above its crucial averages like 50 and 200-day moving averages, forming a large bullish candle that resembles a white long day kind of pattern on the daily charts. A bullish candle formation was also seen on the weekly scale. The possibility of some consolidation or profit booking could be possible after a sharp run-up, but the sustenance of 50-day moving average 11,117 going forward can take Nifty to higher levels, according to experts. The three levels are 10,691, 11,381, 11,500. Max call OI, 11,200, 11,300. Max put OI, 11,000, 10,800. Stocks in news. Petronet LNG Limited, India's biggest liquefied natural gas importer, has signed a preliminary deal to buy a stake in Tellurian Inc.'s proposed Driftwood project in Louisiana and import 5 million tons a year of LNG. Drug firm Torrent Pharmaceuticals is expanding its voluntary recall for tablets used to control hypertension in the United States due to detection of traces of N-methylnitrosobutyric acid, according to health regulator US FDA. Hero MotoCorp may see a reduction in its earlier projected capex of 1,500 crore rupees for the current financial year as the two-wheeler industry continues to face headwinds with no relief in sight from the prolonged slowdown, a senior company official said. Some technical recommendations. We spoke to Angel Broking and here's what they have to recommend. VIP Industries Limited. Buy LTP Rs 459.3, target Rs 510, stop loss Rs 429.4, upside 11%. Deepak Nitrate Limited. Buy LTP Rs 286.55, target Rs 325, stop loss Rs 267 and upside 13%.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.